Jody Shelley joins us covering the red-hot Columbus Blue Jackets. Jody, how you doing?
Great. How you guys doing up there?
Well, you know what? I'm doing pretty good, but I'm still not as good as the Blue Jackets are right now. They haven't lost since November 26th. And, Jody, you've been you played for that team for a long time. You've been an analyst for that team for a long time. And a run like this, you know, the second longest winning streak ever in NHL history, it's garnering national attention. You know, that's been a pretty loud building this year because they finally had some success. But, man, I watched, you know, that team in the last few games, and, like, they crushed Minnesota, a team that had won 12 in a row. Like, this has got to feel almost like a playoff excitement heading into this game at home tonight for the Blue Jackets.
You know what? It does feel that way, and the coach of the Oilers actually alluded to that in his press conference this morning, that this is a playoff atmosphere, and he's interested to see how his players are going to take it. Listen, this is a sports city. We got the Ohio State Buckeyes. They draw 105,000 every Saturday that they play right down the road from this stadium where the Blue Jackets play, and they want to see winners. And when they have their own home team that's winning on a streak like this, they're behind them. So listen, this is game 36 for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They were a long way from game 82, and then a week after that, the start of the playoffs. But there is some excitement, definitely, where they're getting national coverage. These teams, these players are fired up. And how about that game the other night? You mentioned New Year's Eve in Minnesota. You would have never circled that one in October. But with two teams that have never met before with streaks over 12 games, one had to end, and here the Blue Jackets are. And I think the Oilers are happy that it didn't end the other night because you can feel the excitement. I remember being a player. You always want to stop the party. And I think the Oilers are here to try to do that and think they can do that against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Well, what's crazy about it, Jody, is the Blue Jackets and the Oilers were 29th and 27th last season in the NHL, right? Like two bottom feeders. And really, you know, the Oilers haven't been good for a decade. And Columbus has never really had any, you know, sustained success whatsoever without having a playoff victory. So you look at these two teams, and the Oilers are in 10th place in the NHL right now, and Columbus is in first. Like, not only is it a streak, but it's actually two competent teams. It's not like Columbus is trying to extend the streak, you know, against Colorado or Arizona right now.
No, that's a great point. I mean, these two teams, like you mentioned, for these two teams to be talking about being tops or close to the tops of each of their division or top 10 in the National Hockey League, yeah, that's a major turnaround. And I think that's something that, you know what, there's a point in a young man's career where he's just sick of the losing. And the Blue Jackets fans were kind of waiting for that. But in the captain, Nick Foligno, and what they went through last year, when you look at that, the predictions that were had for this Blue Jackets team nationally to be, you know, a Stanley Cup contender, and then they flopped. They went 0-8 and lost their coach. The captain, Nick Foligno, was distraught. There was a lot of moving parts there that just didn't seem right. But management stuck with the group, added a free agent, one free agent in Sam Gagner, who's trying to reinvent his career. And you get a nice combination, add with some confidence and some young guys that won. That's the formula here. Now, in Edmonton, we know it's Connor McDavid, and you've got some goaltending in Talbot, and you've got some young forwards that can put the puck in the net and Draisaitl. So there's obviously some confidence there. Just being around and listening to these guys talk this morning in the Oilers locker room, they feel that they can take down the hottest team in the league. And you know what? You know, they would have said that last year. We all know what they would have said that. But I think they really believe it, and I think they have an opportunity to possibly do that tonight.
Well, the Oilers have been a much better road team this year than a home team. You know, they've been 10-5-5 on the road. They've been very competitive. Connor McDavid leads the NHL in road points. Draisaitl's third in road points. But they go up against this Columbus team, Jody, and I was crunching the numbers on their power play. Like, their power play is very good, but it's really, you know, it's got to be specific. It's their first unit power play of Wennberg and Foligno and Atkinson and Werenski and Gagner. They have 25 goals and 77 points in 468 minutes on the power play, and their second unit has played 450, and they have 3 goals and 9 assists. Like, that first unit, Jody, right now is so better than any other unit in the NHL. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, I think it's similar with your unit. I mean, you look at the Oilers' top unit, it's dangerous. I mean, the Draisaitl and McDavid, they do a heck of a job out there. But I agree. I mean, now these guys are trying to compete. That second unit gets out there, and it's interesting. That first unit was so fast in converting on that goal. To start a power play, the second unit was barely getting out there. So now when they do get out there, there's a little competition. And a couple times recently, I think those 3 goals, I think a couple came recently, the second unit came off smiling because they got the goal. So those are all good things that happen. I guess, you know, when you have success, especially 15 in a row, going for 16. Everybody looks good. So everybody's having a good time here with the Blue Jackets. They've done a phenomenal job at refocusing for the next game of task at hand, And tonight they know they got a big one in the Oilers and their top-ranked power play. They're third, I think, overall on the road, and that's pretty impressive.
Now, looking at the Blue Jackets' defense, Jack Johnson and Savard, I think, are plus 21 and plus 24, respectively. You've got Jones and Werenski. I know Tortorella hasn't done a lot of line matching, but at home against McDavid, which D pairing do you think he faces the most tonight?
It's going to be Johnson and Savard. These two guys are guys that, you know, early in their career, they've always looked for offense. They're guys that play the defensive area but were asked to activate and look for offense. But now with Bradshaw, he said, hey, I'm going to change things on you guys. Defense first. We're going to take care in front of the net. You guys are big bodies. I want you to be workhorses back here. Defend, defend, defend. And if you have an opportunity and it's wide open, then go up and create. And, you know, that's a different mindset for a defenseman. You know, when you're kind of 50-50 on defending and trying to jump at the same time, you know, you kind of get away and maybe cheat a little bit. These guys are so focused on D. They're hard to play against. We've seen them shut down Sidney Crosby. They're frustrating because they're big bodies that can move, and they work very well together. So Connor McDavid will have a tall task tonight against those two players.
Jody Shelley, analyst for the Columbus Blue Jackets, joins us. Jody, Brandon Saad now is rolling, and he's really rolling at even strength. He leads the NHL in even strength points with 31. He only has one power play point. He's got 17 now in his last 17 games, so he's off to a little bit of a slow start offensively. What's gone right for him in this winning streak for him to get back? And I think now he's top 20 in NHL scoring.
Well, he was almost a healthy scratch. There was one night here where he had the news in the morning, and he skated extra, that he wouldn't be playing that night. Something happened. I forget who got injured or someone got sick. I think Dubinsky got sick. So that draws Saad back in the lineup. He came in. He hasn't looked back. He's just he came here, and his nickname, I guess, in Chicago was Manchild because the strength he had as a young man. He complimented Taze and Kane there. He had two Stanley Cup championships. He gets traded that offseason of their last championship to Columbus. He loses his head coach in a firing. They're the worst team in the National Hockey League. And he's like, what am I going through? And it took him a while to figure out that, hey, you've got some pedigree that we need in this locker room. And that's what John Tortorella challenged him on. And since that threat to be a healthy scratch, he's been dominant. He's got his parameters. He knows his limits as far as what he can and can't do from the coaching staff. And he takes that and he runs with it. He's a guy that has just been waiting kind of to be defined what his position is and what I want him to do. And his strength is his skating. His strength is his ability to read a play and compliment great players. And him on that top line. Now, that is our top line. There was no talk of a number one line. But with him and Wemberg right now, these two guys have combined to be excellent on that top line with Nick Foligno. And they're the dangerous one, mostly because of Saad and the growth of Wemberg and Foligno.
Jody Shelley joins us. Jody, you played, and, you know, people, oh, you're peaking at the wrong time. Well, the reality is you can never pick when to win 15 straight games in a row. And when you don't make the playoffs on a regular basis, to win 15 games in a row almost assures you that you're going to make the playoffs. Like, Columbus would basically have to have their entire team injured, I think, for them to miss the postseason. But what are they doing so well in this streak that they've outscored teams 59-26 in their 15 games that makes you believe, well, we all know a 15 winning streak isn't sustainable long term, but how they're playing, what makes you believe this is a team that could make it, win a playoff series for the first time, or maybe even win two, possibly three?
It's how they've handled little victories this season, a little bit of success. So they beat the Montreal Canadiens 10-0, and that was at home, and it was early in the season, and Montreal was rolling along to start the season. And it was very interesting to watch the guys react that night and the next day. They've got young guys like Zach Werenski and Josh Anderson who've never been a part of losing organizations. Zach comes from the University of Michigan. Before that, he played for the Little Caesars up in Detroit. He went to the national program up in Michigan. And then he goes to Lake Erie last year and wins a championship at the end of the year. He just caught the last five games and then the playoff run. And then he comes here and sees this. So he doesn't know what it's like to lose. That's a positive. Josh Anderson, the same thing, comes from the London Knights, comes in last year, wins a championship, and then comes here with Columbus. So those things are important, and the focus that these guys get, it's the refocus, I would say, Jason, that these guys have. They set, they don't practice a lot, But when they do practice, it's all out work. Torts grinds them down. Like yesterday, he grinded them down. Today, they don't come in the morning. Come here tonight for puck drop. And he really trusts them. And I think the players have grown with that. He trusts them that they're going to refocus and reset for the next game. And so far, it's been working. But you're right, it is early. It's game 36. But I think that the way they've approached the season, the way they're conditioned, and the way they reset has really helped this organization. It will help them to take into the playoffs for the first round, we'll say.
Jody, always great to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the cannon. I'm one of the few out of town. I love the cannon in Columbus. People hate it. I love it.
Yeah, they don't hate it. They you know what? They wish they came up with the idea first.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, I should hate's probably a strong word. A lot of people oh, it's too loud. I'm like, oh yeah. The last thing we want is some loudness at a sporting event in North America.
Exactly. That's weak.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks, man.
Man.
My pleasure.
You betcha. Jody Shelley.